Human Rights Watch reports the government of Ethiopia has pushed out 70,000 indigenous villagers from the western Gambela district to new enclaves that lacked basic services, adequate food supplies, and educational facilities. The report, which was based on over 100 interviews in rural Ethiopia, found that the village relocation program was not voluntary and in fact harmed indigenous people. The program also exacerbated hunger in the region already devastated by famine in the Horn of Africa. Jan England, European Director for Human Rights Watch, called on the Ethiopian government to suspend the village relocation program until it can ensure the infrastructure is in place and that people have been properly consulted and compensated for the loss of land. The relocation program is taking place in areas where significant land investment is planned or occurring. The Ethiopian government has consistently denied that the resettlement of people in Gambela is connected to the leasing of large areas of land for commercial agriculture, but villagers have been told by government officials that this is an underlying reason for their displacement. Former local government officials confirmed these allegations to Human Rights Watch. 42% of the land in Gambela has now been leased to foreign investors from Saudi Arabia and China. The residents of Gambela, mostly indigenous Anuak and Nuer, never had title to the land in their villages. Over the next 3 years, the government plans to resettle 1.3 million people to new communities. Global investment in clean energy hit a record $260 billion in 2011, fueled in part by stimulus spending on renewable energy projects by the Obama administration. But the stimulus funds have now been spent, and U.S. investment in clean energy is in decline. Globally, investment in solar energy grew by 36% to $137 billion in 2011. However, investment in wind power fell by 17% to $75 billion due to a market glut of wind turbines and solar panels driven by low-cost Chinese manufacturers. While China has won praise for its investment in solar energy technology, the emerging economic powerhouse still gets over two-thirds of its electricity from dirty coal plants, a chief culprit in generating greenhouse gases linked to global warming. For the first time, China's energy planners recently called for a limit on the burning of coal, but there is fear that a proposed cap will be ignored by provincial officials seeking to increase economic growth after a recent slowdown in China's normally booming economy. A USA Today investigation reveals major design flaws and enormous cost overruns in the toxic cleanup at the massive Hanford Nuclear Reservation owned by the U.S. Department of Energy that was closed in 1989. The site has 177 underground tanks of radioactive waste that date back to early nuclear weapons tests during World War II. The current remediation strategy relies on a plan to build giant treatment buildings to contain and stabilize 56 million gallons of radioactive waste. In recent weeks, on-site engineers have complained of design and safety flaws, raising the prospect of a possible hydrogen or nuclear explosion. At the moment, there are three active federal reviews of the Hanford cleanup program involving the Department of Energy and its prime contractor, Bechtel. In November, the Department of Energy's Oversight Office notified Bechtel it was looking into potential nuclear safety noncompliance issues, both in the design and installation of plant systems. The size of the cleanup at Hanford is unprecedented in terms of the volume of waste and the unusual mix of toxic and radioactive materials, and there is no clear technical fix in sight. Congress has expressed frustration with the program's constant cost overruns and major difficulties with contractors, which led Congress to cut $100 million from Hanford's annual cleanup budget. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.